The founder of a social enterprise providing fitness classes to children in homelessness says she's seen increased engagement, attendance and socialisation from those taking part consistently. Little Fitness was founded by Sinead Ryan in 2019 and currently operates across a number of emergency accommodation centres in Dublin, the North East Inner City, connects schools and schools in Coolock. This is a response to the rising number of children growing up in homeless accommodation, which increased by 11% in March. Our reporter Sheila Nocton went along to one of the Little Fitness classes. She has this report.
Who's ready for a challenge? Me. Can we hop? Yeah. I'm ready.
I enjoyed that. It's really fun. Makes me happy to see little kids happy running around, especially me when I like running around, but I'm not that athletic.
11-year-old Kiki talking about taking part in a Little Fitness class at the Crosscare Family Hub in Drumcondra, Dublin 9. The emergency accommodation centre caters for 50 families experiencing homelessness in Dublin. The latest homeless figures show there were 4,675 children in emergency accommodation nationwide in March, with 3,487 of those children in the Dublin region. According to Crosscare, many of the children at their Drumcondra centre are staying years, making physical activity a constant challenge.
When they're living in homeless accommodation, which only was designed to be for 6 to 12 months, but families are staying longer. So you could have families living up to 2 to 3 years or even possibly 4 years. So living in confined conditions, you know, the space, it's really important that children have the space to run around.
This is Cathy Bent, manager of the Crosscare Family Hub.
As you can hear probably today, it's great fun. Apart from like the basic fundamental skills that Little Fitness provide, which are very important for young children, it's also creating a sense of community, brings people together, that they're not impaired against their peers, that they have the same opportunities and the same potential as their peers that are that have their own family home. So currently we don't get any funding for programmes like this. So that's kind of one of the barriers.
Dublin City Council says the HSE is responsible for providing funding to NGOs for care and health services to those in homeless services. However, the HSE told Morning Ireland, while it acknowledges concerns about children in emergency accommodation missing out on structured physical activity, it does not provide recreational or fitness-based programmes within centres. Little Fitness is therefore contracted to operate by Crosscare. Sinead Ryan is the CEO of Little Fitness.
In 2019, I had two young boys come into my class who were visibly upset. They were 4 and 5. When I asked them to jump, they said they couldn't jump. When I asked them to run, they were like, please don't ask me to run. And it was actually after the class when I was speaking with the Montessori teacher, they told me that they were living in emergency accommodation. So when I went and researched it, it led me down to Crosscare in Clonliffe to pilot. The programme was really about bringing this programme to them because necessarily they don't get that opportunity. I think the families stay within their room and stay within the confines of emergency accommodation because they feel like that they're isolated. So we're empowering the children that they can feel that they're part of something. That's what drives us.
Tricia Keelty, Head of Policy with the Ombudsman for Children's Office, says they want a more rounded approach to supporting children in homelessness.
Children have a right to play. And this right doesn't end when they enter in homeless accommodation. So it's so important that they're supported in a holistic way. And that's really about looking at all the different needs of children, not just the very basic needs, but their rights in the round. I think programmes like this can have a really positive impact. I think it's really important that children are able to have access to those supports. I think for us, more broadly, this really just shines a light on how we need to look at homelessness from a child-centred point of view. We're really concerned about the rising number of children impacted by homelessness and the adverse effect that has. So we really need a coordinated, coherent strategy for government focused on child and family homelessness specifically.
Meanwhile, back at the Crosscare Family Hub in Drumcondra, here's what Kiki, who we met earlier, and 8-year-old Jasmine think about the classes.
Really fun, but it makes me happy seeing my siblings and other children I know to be happy running around, coming to me smiling, you know.
For me, it's like sporty and lots of fun. We play some games. We put like mats on the floor and we had to sit down while the music goes on. The only thing I want to say is this, it's just amazing.
For Sophie Potter, her son's experience with the group led her down a path that she says she never thought was possible.
I was homeless myself and it was through my son Alex done the programme and I just seen the joy it brought us. He loved it, like he kind of excluded himself from everything and he just lit up when he done Little Fitness. He called it a strong class. when we left, we were kind of stuck because it was what else to do, and I wanted to help him. It helped him so much. He has ASD as well. He's gone from struggling with most things mobility wise to Sinead's just opened him up to a whole new avenue that we didn't think that he'd go down. So I trained then as a facilitator because I want to give families that pleasure that my own kids had.
And that was Sophie Potter ending that report by Sheila Nocton. It's 8 minutes to 8.